The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and went on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard, but they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come put the tenants to death and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this passage in Scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd. So they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. The Pharisees wanted to arrest Jesus, but they feared the crowd. Now, this is the second time in as many days that the Pharisees have feared the crowds. You might not remember, but that was in the gospel that we read on Saturday. The Pharisees feared the crowds, the gospel tells us, because they regarded John the Baptist as a prophet. Crowds are very, very powerful, let's admit. They're powerful for the good or for the bad. Remember once I was at World Youth Day and I was in a crowd of a million people. Try to imagine this. From all over the world. And we were all praying together. And it was so powerful. Words can't describe it. And I remember another time I was walking through the streets of Dublin, right next to a soccer stadium. Game had just let out. Local team had lost. And the streets were suddenly filled with a crowd of very drunk, very angry, and very disappointed Irish soccer fans. And it was really scary. You know, it's because of crowd psychology. The bigger the crowd, the more universal the behavior, the less anyone feels any responsibility for anything that they do. That's because human beings have been conditioned to be part of the crowd. I mean, to brief little message here in anthropology, 200,000 years of human history as hunter-gatherers have taught us that we need to be part of the crowd to survive. You know, when the Israelites made their way through the desert, the beginning of our belief in excommunication was that there were certain things you could do that you'd get thrown out of the tribe. And you don't want to be thrown out of the tribe as you're making your way through the desert. Good luck making your way through the desert alone. And that gives crowds great power. One of the things that crowds have great power to do these days is to humiliate. Because nobody wants to oppose the majority. Everybody wants to be part of the crowd. And just as an aside, I think this is what explains the utter Copernican revolution, the complete change in thought in the span of just a few years, of things that people had held as just foundational for pretty much all of human history in every society, you know, regarding same-sex marriage and gender identity questions. Why the sudden shift? Have people suddenly discovered some brand new morality? No, they're afraid of the crowds. And if the crowds wander off in some other direction, I guarantee you everybody will go with them. It's not based on any conviction. But there is one power that's greater than the power of a crowd, and that's the power of love. Whenever you see somebody with the courage to stare down a crowd, usually has less to do with the courage to face the crowd that's in front of him and a lot more to do with the love of the people that have his back. And when that love is the grace of God alive in soul, that's the most powerful force in the entire world. You see that power in the first reading. It's in the story of Tobit, who was opposed by all of his neighbors and he couldn't care less. You see that power in the gospel. When Jesus is opposed by all the powerful authorities, the scribes and the Pharisees, and he pays no heed. And you see that power in the life of our saint for the day, and I thought I'd tell you a little bit about him, Saint Boniface. Saint Boniface was an 8th century English monk and a very gentle soul. It's hard to be more gentle than an English monk. Until one day, the Pope asked Boniface to go to Germany to proclaim the gospel to the peoples there. Now remember, this is the 8th century. These peoples are not Christian. They worship the Norse gods like Frigga and Odin and Thor. And gentle-hearted Boniface gets out of the boat and he starts to preach the gospels to the people and nobody pays him any attention whatsoever. Until one day, Boniface learned about a tree, a great big mighty oak tree where all the crowds would gather to worship Thor, the god of thunder, the god of lightning. And gentle-hearted Boniface, powered by grace, took into his hands a great big axe and chopped the tree to the ground without the slightest concern about what the crowd around him might do. The crowd around him didn't do anything because, well, they thought that the god of thunder would strike him dead on the spot with a lightning bolt from heaven. But when nothing happened, they admired his courage. And then they started to listen. But what gave Boniface the courage to oppose the crowd? God's grace alive in his soul. That angry crowd would later come to kill Boniface. He was martyred while he was teaching catechism to the people at the age of 80. But, like Jesus, he was not afraid. Why? Why? Because perfect love casts out fear. Now, you and I both know, we all know, that we need to stand with Jesus, even if we stand alone, even if we have to stand against the crowd. But you know what? Today, just let's remember the power that makes it possible and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. Saint Boniface, pray for us.